This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 133 for November 7th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are now slightly higher in choppy trading on Thursday morning after turning lower following overnight gains. The January canola contract bumps up 70 cents at $648.30 per ton, and the March contract adds $1.40 at $660.60 per ton. There are concerns in the trade that China could impose some kind of punitive measure against Canadian canola in the coming days. It's believed China is buying as much canola as they can before its government retaliates against Canada for hiking tariffs on Chinese-made electric vehicles. In the meantime, there are gains in Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil, while European rapeseed, along with Chicago soybeans and soy meal, turned lower. Modest losses in crude oil are applying pressure on the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is on the rise Thursday morning as its United States counterpart takes a hit before the Federal Reserve makes its interest rate announcement this afternoon. The loonie rises to 72.12 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 71.76. Ahead of Friday's U.S. Department of Agriculture supply and demand report, domestic soybean ending stocks are expected to drop by 18 million bushels at 532 million. The carryover for U.S. corn is projected to lose 53 million bushels at 1.95 billion. As for wheat, the trade will be keeping an eye on production estimates for Ukraine, Russia, and Australia. And the USDA releases its export sales report for the week ending October 31st, with soybeans at 2.04 million tons of current crop. Soy meal export sales are nearly 399,000 tons of current crop, and those for soy oil exceed 114,000 tons. U.S. corn export sales are almost 2.77 million tons of current crop, and those for wheat are just short of 345,000 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turned lower on Thursday morning. The January contract is down 1.5 cents at $10.02 per bushel. The December soy meal gives up $2.80 at $295.60 per short ton. But December soy oil gains almost 0.75 cents at 47.08 cents per pound. Also in Chicago, December corn is down 3.5 cents at 422.5 per bushel. December oats lose 10.5 cents at 381. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago December drops 7 cents at 566. Kansas City December falls 9.5 cents at 564.5. And Minneapolis December pulls back 7 cents at 599. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, November 7th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.